जय राधा माधव कुंड बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। माधव कुंड बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंड बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी। कुंजवि जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी। ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜನ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ನಿಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Ram Ram Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Ram Ram Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Hare Ram Ram Hari Hari Nitai Gorango Nitai Gorango Ngo Nitai Gorango Nitai Gorango Nitai Ngo Nitai Gorango Gora Hari Nitai Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Nana Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana, Nana Jaya Sachinandana, Gora Hari, Patita Pavana, Gora Hari, Patita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra Radha Vrindavan Chandra Sri Radhe Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तों की राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की जय श्री गौर हरि की जय श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री मायापुर धाम जय श्री वृंदावन धाम जय जगन्नाथपुर धाम जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय भक्ति देव तुलसी देव जय वर्धन नेम ऑफ दिस आश्रम आश्रम के क्या गोवर्धन इको विलेज गोवर्धन इको विलेज आश्रम की जय ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री लाल प्रभा
हरे कृष्णा So today we are very blessed that to have His Holiness Ram Govinda Goswami Maharaj in our Bhagavatam class. So Maharaj is a disciple of His Holiness Lokanath Swami Guru Maharaj. And he is mainly preaching in Africa and India. So let's welcome Maharaj by chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
యశానుభావమకల శృతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమతితేషితాం సమున్ధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Actually, whenever we are reciting the Om, anyway, the sound should come from the navel person. Then you feel happiness. You can practice. That is the way how the yogis used to do the pranayama and the Om. With that same raising the pranavayu, holding and then releasing. You can see, feel yourself that your consciousness moving upward as this. That will give better result. Okay. Today we will discuss from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 1, History of the Life of Ajamila. Text 17. Sadhrichino hi ayam loke panthaha chemo akuto bhayaha సుశీల సాధవో యత్ర నారాయణ పరాయణ సుధ్రీచనో హయం లోకే పంథాచ్చేమో కృతో భయ సుశీల సాధవో యత్ర నారాయణ పరాయణ సుధ్రీచనో అయం లోకే పంథక్షేమోక్తో భయ సుశీల సాధవో యత్ర నారాయణ పరాయణ సుధ్రీచనో అయం లోకే పంథక్షేమోక్తో భయ సుశీల సాధవో యత్ర నారాయణ పరాయణ. సుధ్రీచనో అయం లోకే నారాయణ పరాయణ. సుచీన సాధో యత్ర నారాయణ పరాయణ. మాతాజీ సాధో యత్ర నారాయణ పరాయణ. Sudrishnaha, just appropriate, he certainly, I am this loke in the world, pantha, that, shema, auspicious, akutah bayam, bhaya, without fear, sushila, well-behaved, sadhava, saintly persons, yatra, wherein, narayana parayana, those who have taken the path of Narayana, devotional service, as their life and soul. Translation purported by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The path followed by pure devotees who are well behaved and fully endowed with the best qualifications is certainly the most auspicious path in this material world. It is free from fear and it is authorized by the Shastras. Purport. One should not think that person who takes to bhakti is one who cannot perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas or is not sufficiently educated to speculate on the spiritual subjects. Mayavadis generally allege that the bhakti path is for women and children, illiterates. This is groundless accusation. The bhakti path is followed by the most learned scholars such as the Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanujacharya. These are the actual followers of the bhakti path. Regardless of whether or not one is educated or aristocratic, one must follow in their footsteps. Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. One must follow the path of Mahajanas. The Mahajanas are those who are taken to the path of devotional service, Sushila, Sadhava, Yatra, Narayana, Parayana. For the great personalities are the perfect persons. As stated in Bhagavatam 5th Canto, 18th Chapter 12, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Akinchana Sarvai Gunai Tatra Samasati Sura. One who has unflinching devotion to the personality of Godhead and all the good qualities of the demigods. The less intelligent, however, misunderstand the bhakti path and therefore allege that it is for one who cannot execute ritualistic ceremonies or speculate. As confirmed here by the verse Sudhricha, Sudhrishnaha, bhakti is a path that is appropriate, not the path of karma kanda and jnana kanda. Mayavadis may be sushila, sadhava, well-behaved, saintly personal, but there is nevertheless some doubt about whether they are actually making progress. For they have not accepted the path of bhakti. On the other hand, those who follow the path of the acharyas are sushila and sadhava. But furthermore, the path is akutobhaya, which means the free from the fear. One should fearlessly follow the 12 Mahajanas and the line of disciplic succession and thus be liberated from the clutches of Maya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चच्चुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नामने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय भर्रापीडं नटवरवपु कन्नयो कर्णिकारं बिभ्रद्मासा कनककपिशं वैदयन्ती च मालं रन्ध्रान् वेणोरधरसुदयो पूरयन् गोपवृन्दये वृन्दारण्यं सपदरमणं प्राविशन्ति कीर्तिः ध्येयं सदा परिभवग्न अभीष्टदोहं तीर्थास्पदं शिवविरञ्चुनुतां शरण्यं भृत्यार्थं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपोतं वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम् वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण ऑल द वंडरफुल डेविड्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड फर्स्ट टाइम आई केम टू वाड़ा विलेज इट इज especially really separate feeling as if you are in the Vrindavan, original Vrindavan, not nowadays cement Vrindavan. Vrindavan lost its... Okay, the place is always glorious, but atmosphere which used to be, it no more it is. All surrounded by the cement buildings and all this. It changes consciousness. Fortunately, you are all fortunate that you are staying in the Vrindavan atmosphere. It is wonderful. I used to hear His Grace Gauranga Prabhu many times used to tell me, so you must visit, I said, I'll come. It is very great. I'm blessed by the presence of all the wonderful devotees and this great ashram. So, today's discussion is Ajamila's story. Previous cantos we heard about what is the reaction of the people perform the sinful activities. Many various types of the hellish planets where the living entity has to undergo reaction of the sinful activities explained. Having heard that such a terrible suffering one has to do, Parikshit Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami, my Lord, living entity performs such sinful activities, sometimes unknowingly also. For that, one has to suffer such a severe punishments. Is there any other way whereby he can be exempted from undergoing such a severe punishments? God cannot be so merciless. God is always kind, compassionate. Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami says that no, it is just for the punishments are not to give from real knowledge, not punishment, it is a reformative process. That's like our clothes become very dirty. Little dirty, we can use little soap and wash it. Because I am such a lazy person that for 1 month I never washed my clothes. And slowly that accumulate, especially the color becomes very, very nice dark black color, is it? And then what do you do? When you use the little soap, doesn't go. What do we do? Practical way, in the villages, what we do? We apply too much soap and then hit on the stone, is it? Then it will go. Hit on the stone or take the stick and hit. Then only that. So this is also the punishment given by the Lord, prescribed executed by Yamaraj, it is a reformative to take out the dirt, because of which the living entity by nature is pure, but because of this activity is surrounded by the impurities. Jiva, living entity, always pure. It cannot be subject to any contamination. The body is subject to the contamination. So therefore, is there any other process? Yes, there is a process if one takes them. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dunvanti kartni anihar miha bhaskara. Before these verses, it already said it. One good process is there. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. When one engages in the devotional service, fully surrender, kechit other than. Not that Monday, Lord Shiva, Tuesday, Durga. Wednesday, Sai Baba. Every day we are going to bhakti, we are doing the bhakti. But it is not kechit bhakti. One has to surrender fully, ignoring all. That we can surrender to that one. What is that? Lord Sri Hari. Because every living entity, every demigod, anyone is nothing but expansion of the Lord. There is nothing existing in this world. And the Lord says that in Chetushloki Bhagavatam, before the creation, I am alone. I created. After total annihilation of the universe creation, I am alone. If you are alone, how did you create so many living entities, so many moving and non-moving entities we have created? How is it? So Lord wants to indirectly say that these are none but me. It is. That is the greatness in Hindu philosophy. People sometimes criticize it. Educated also criticize it. Oh, why these people are worshipping the trees? Why worshipping the stones, mountain and the pay obeisance offer? Why they worshipping the waters? Why they are worshipping the snakes? We worship the stones also. Why? Because the philosophy says that we see each and every living entity, every atom, Annantarastha Paramanantarantarastham, Govinda Madhipurusham. We see the presence of the Lord everywhere, whether moving, non-moving, or human being, or any creature. That is a great philosophy, but not understand, sometimes we criticize it. What the people are funny, they are paying obeisance to water. The river is flowing, why to? But who created the water? Can any scientist create so much water? Yes, we can create H2O. Yes, very good. Where do you get the H2O? You create something which is, don't take borrow anything from the creation of the Lord. You create something special. Then we can accept, which is not possible. We manipulate within the things provided by the Supreme Lord. Then we say, I did. That's why we say, what do you say? Research. Already somebody searched it existing, then I am doing the research. Yeah. So, the only remedy for getting the reaction from Sri, all the sinful reactions is that, ketit kevalaya bhaktya. One should fully surrender in devotion. To whom? Vasudeva. By that, agham dhunvanti karchaneya. One will free from the agham and sinful reactions. Never to come back. Karchaneya, never to come back. Why? Because there are some sinful reactions, they will keep on coming. No matter how much we do the kriya, karma kanda, there is no karma kanda which can eliminate the reaction of the sinful activities completely. They know such one. Even if you do Archamaya Yajna also, there's some limitations only. It can elevate us to the heavenly planet. It cannot elevate us to the spiritual planets. And the heavenly planet also not permanent. Chine Punya Murtu Lokam Vishante. There should be a process whereby we don't want the heavenly planet or Brahma Loka, but we want to go to the abode from where we all have come from. And that can happen when one takes the shelter of Supreme Lord, Vasudeva Sri Krishna. Agam dhunvanti karchane. by taking shelter of Krishna, engage in devotional service. Without devotional service, yes, I am chanting very nicely. But what about the service? I am chanting, I am always hearing katha. Very good, these are purified. What is the, Srila Prabhupada used the words, loving devotional service. If you don't engage in service, what happened? Without me knowing, the false ego will come up. How much? Yes, I am reading every day, I am attending the Bhagavatam class, I am reading. Bhagavatam also hearing, devotees talking about the Lord, fine, very nice. As we are getting up, I am also becoming big. For the 40 years I am in the ISKCON, I am hearing every day Bhagavatam class. And namelessly, very good, nice. But why is all there? As I am reading also, I also become big. And the capital, wherever the I comes, it is also capital I, is it? We have to strive to bring the small I. And that small I can come when we engage in the service. That's why in the Vaishnava Siddhanta philosophy, we stress on the service to the Vaishnavas. Service to the Vaishnavas is more important than service to Krishna. Now we all know Adi Purana also. Lord Krishna says that the one who is serving me is not my devotee. But who serves my devotee is really my devotee. The serving the Vaishnava in the bhakti, that should be first principle, that I am serving Vaishnava. By his mercy, I am able to serve the Supreme Lord. Not because I got opportunity, I am doing the service very nice. It's good, no doubt. But without we knowing, that false ego will also come up. Lord's energy is very powerful. She will become Durga Mahamaya for the non-Vaishnavas. And for the Vaishnavas, she becomes Narayani, Vaishnavi. In the both cases, the same. As a Vaishnavi also, she keep on putting a check on us. Are we really surrendered, want to engage in service of the Lord sincerely? Is God the real ego still undergoing the ego and false ego? See, also check it. But when you engage in service of the Lord, as guided by the Vaishnavas, then we can be freed. The bhakti, therefore says, that bhakti will be clearing all the reaction of any sinful activity, never to come back again. Okay? Other than this, when any karmakanda process we do, there's some reaction. Karmakanda itself is action and reaction. How can it be nullified action? Itself is subject to action and reaction. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada also quotes, what he says? Quoting the great, how the bhakti is the best one. In the 14th chapter, 10th canto, Brahma Vimoha Lila, Lord Brahma says, the bhakti is the best one. The one who takes the ignoring the bhakti, take up to the speculative knowledge and any other process, other than the bhakti, it's just wasting time because they are undergoing the klesha, difficulties, mental and physical difficulties. It doesn't give any result. So glorifying the bhakti, here also the theme is Sudhri Chanoi Ayam Loki Anyache Mokto Vaya Sushila Sadho Yatra. Sushila, only those can be called Sushila, the one who taken the shelter of the Lord. When one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he gets all the good qualities in the, and he calls the good qualities even more than the demigods. The Bhagavad Gita also 16, chapter 1 to 3 verses, Lord Krishna says 16 or 17 qualities of the demigods. But devotees got the more qualities than the demigods. Just like Narada Maharaj gives 30 qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives 26 qualities of the Vaishnavas. Because Vaishnavas are non-envious, no false ego, are serving nature. Whereas the demigods didn't have this one. Because of the position, they become false egos. Sometimes they want test the Supreme Lord also. Indra is not ordinary personalities. When Krishna appeared, he himself went to the prison to glorify the Lord, along with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and demigods. But again he wanted to test, how can be this boy the Supreme Lord? He stopped my yajna. That because of the ego. Though they are the devotees of the Lord, still the ego is there. But the devotees, they don't have any ego. They always say, I am servant. That's why when they give the name, we say Das. Eternally we remember that I am servant. Das or Dasi. So a servant, what proud he got? Nothing to feel any proud of himself. So the path followed by pure devotees. Pure devotee means the one who is completely free from the bodily consciousness. We all use the word very commonly, pure devotee, but if he is the bodily consciousness, how can I become a pure devotee? The highest stage of the bhakti or highest stage of yoga, which you say he got in the trance. And the pure devotee also, that when in Brahma Bhuta Siddhi, then we can say he is a pure devotee. He doesn't have any qualities. He is so humble and is completely free. When we take association of such a devotee, you can feel the moment you go and pay obeisance, stay with 5 minutes, you feel some sort of changes in you. You feel happy to be there. Such a devotee will have a lot of effect on other cities. As I say, followed by the pure devotee, the path is followed by the which is bhakti, who are well behaved and fully endowed with the best qualifications. It's certainly the most auspicious path in this material world. It is free from the fear. What is the cause of our fear? We all are afraid, is it? What is the cause of the fear? Why we are afraid of it? Attachment, moha. I know that if not today, I'm going to die. I'm a old man. I'm no more young. But I don't want to die. Already I'm 82 now. Still I want to live more. Nobody wants, even you go to the 98 years old person, say, can you die? No, just I want to marry my grandchildren and then I will die. Nobody wants to die because you got attachment. Death is a natural process. But because of the attachment to this body and body relations, we don't want to die. Afraid. The main cause of the fear is that attachment. One is free of the attachment, then nothing to fear. That's why here you say that. Auspicious path and the free from the fear, and it is authorized by the Shastra scriptures, the bhakti. Bhakti alone can free us from the any fearful existence. The devotee, we depend on the mercy of the Lord, up to the Lord. Ashlishavapadaratam pinashtumam adashanar marmahatam karotva yatha tathava vidhadata lampato mat prana natastu saivana pravas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that whether you embrace me or reject me, but you will remain my worshipable Lord. Means whether you give me happiness in my life or distress in my life, but you will remain my worshipable Lord. Because happiness and distress related to me, the body, not me. Me, the soul, is beyond this happiness and distress. So I always remain your servant. Okay? One should think that the persons who take the bhakti is the one who cannot perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Karmakanda. Many of the people, even today also, many people say, oh, bhakti is for the people, uneducated, old people who cannot do anything. When they start bhakti, too much is difficult. So many rules, regulations. Generally, when we see impersonal meditation, say, it's very difficult. Bhakti easy. When you start performing the bhakti, then you see the so many regulations, everything. It will say, no. Impersonalism is very easy. No. The concept changes. Because in impersonalism, they no worship at all. Meditate. Where you are meditating or sleeping, God knows it. So, when you get into the process, then we know the reality of what it is. Samundar from the distance where it looks very nice. Beautiful. But when you get into the ocean, then we know depth of the ocean, what is. In the same way, bhakti is the one which cannot perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Karmakanda for those. When you take up the bhakti, it is already beyond the Karmakanda, it is already. Karmakanda, they still, the action and reaction, no matter how much good karma we do, there is some reaction is there. But the moment we take the shelter of the Lord, engaging in the devotional service, we are freed from the, any karmakanda activity, because all our activity for the pleasure of the Lord. There is nothing for my pleasure. Bhakti, we do it for the pleasure of the Lord. Mama janmani janmani ishvara bhavatad bhaktir ahitiki chai. The beauty of Gaudiya Sampradaya, teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All other Sampradayas are very great, there is no doubt it is. When you do the bhakti, you get liberation from, go to the Vaikuntha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what he says? I do my bhakti only for your pleasure. Srila Prabhupada, many purports like that. We do the bhakti for the pleasure of Radha Krishna, for the pleasure of Gaur Nithai. We are not doing the bhakti for my happiness, no. I want to make my Lord happy. That's all. When the Lord is happy, I am happy. That is the mood of the gopis also. We are follow the in the mood of bhakti is in the mood of the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Arajyo Bhagavan Raji Satanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupatana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita. The gopis' mood is that how we can make Krishna happy. You remember the past times when the Krishna was leaving Mathura, going to leaving Vrindavan, going to Mathura. Gopis were not willing to allow Krishna to go. Then they told to Akura that you are not a Akrura. Your parents given the wrong name. Akura means very not cruel. You are a very kind person, but you are very cruel. You are taking Krishna away from us. A proof of Akura, what he can say. Finally, they lie down on the road and say, yes, if you at all you want to take Krishna, you drive your chariot on us. Akura can't do. But Krishna says, yes, by allowing me to go to Mathura, you make me happy. By not allowing me to go to Mathura and make me to stay in Vrindavan, you will be happy. Which one you like it? You are getting the 2 points. Krishna, which one you like, you tell me, I do it. The gopis, what they say? No, we want to see all your smiling face all the time. For to make you always in the smiling face, we can suffer our whole life. But we want you to be happy. That is the greatest sacrifice done by the gopis. They know that in separation from Krishna Viraha, they will suffer, they will never can be happy. But for the pleasure of Krishna, they accepted to be separated, suffer separation. That is highest sacrifice. That bhakti of the gopis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, given our, to us. That's why Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvara Bhavatal Bhakti Rahit. It doesn't matter whether we stay in the material world or spiritual world, whatever it is. But the devotee wants that, especially in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. I want to serve the Lord so that they are happy, that's all. These are the actual followers of the great acharyas. They are great followers like Mahaprabhu and Ramanujacharya. The bhakti path, regardless whether or not one is educated or aristocratic, one must follow in their footsteps. Because following the footsteps of the acharyas will help us, protect us from the falling down from the bhakti. Regardless of whether or not one is educated or aristocratic, one must follow in their footsteps. Mahajanayana gatavanta. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavat akinchana. When one engages in bhakti, automatically gets all the qualities of the demigods. One need not to struggle hard to get the qualities of. Once you engage the bhakti, follow the regulative principles and perform bhakti under guidance of the Vaishnava. Okay? Spiritual master. Then automatically you get all the good qualities. Who is unflinching devotion to the personality of Godhead has all good qualities of the demigods. They are less intelligent, however, misunderstood bhakti path, and therefore allege that it is for one who cannot execute ritualistic ceremonies or speculate. I confirmed here by the word sudhrichana, sadhrichana, bhakti, is the path that is appropriate, not the path of karmakanda or jnanakanda. Mayavadis means susila, sadhava, well-behaved saintly person, but there is nevertheless some doubt about whether they are actually making progress, for they have not accepted the path of bhakti. On the other hand, those who follow the path of acharyas, their path is always akuto bhayam, free. So, as you follow the acharyas in the footsteps and follow their instruction, we will be freed certainly from the fears of the material existence. Means, going back to Krishna becomes perfect, but still we don't ask that I want to come to Europe. That is the beauty. As you know, in the same canto you come up, Vrtasara, what he says? Mamottama shloka janesu sakhyam samsara chakre brahmatam sakarma bhi. My Lord, according to my karma, I may take any type of birth, don't worry. But make me sure that even if I dog, let me be in the association of your janesu sakhyam. Devotee never asked that I want to become demigods or become such and such. He said, no, whatever my karma, I don't say that, forgive, make me free from the reaction of karma. That is beauty. Devotee doesn't want anything from the Lord. Whatever the Lord wants to do, yes, you do it. From my side, I don't have any desire. But whatever the birth I take, make, bless me that I be in association with your devotees. That is pure devotees. Then is sakyam. Because that is beyond, to be in association with the devotee is the highly blessed opportunity. There cannot be any other blessing than to be with the association of the devotees. We can see when you are in association with devotees, our mind is good, pleasing, is it? Mind never thinks negative things. But the moment you go out of the road, once you cross the road, mind keep on thinking something else. So that's why in the Vaishnava cult also we always want to be in association with the devotees. Sometimes people say, oh, but we have to be associated with the pure devotee. Scripture says, why don't you see it? Everyone is a pure devotee. If I consider that, oh, he's a great devotee. If I know I am a big devotee, he's not, then I'm in a negative way. Without me knowing, I will be having such a false ego that I think that I'm a big person. No. Better we consider everyone is better than me. It is. Okay. So that type of association of the devotees will help us to keep ourselves in the proper consciousness. Even Lord Brahma also says, finish 2 minutes. Lord Brahma also says, while offering prayer to Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki, 10th canto, 2nd chapter. Anyera vindaccha vimuktamani nastayasta bhava avishuddha buddhi aruhya kruchena parampadam tata patantyana dhruta yushmadangri. He's glorifying the bhakti. My Lord, those devotees who have ignored your bhakti but engaged any other process other than the bhakti, and they thought that manina liberated. They are eating that sweet mentally, not physical eating. They thought that man will be liberated, but we got, why? I got all perfection. Whatever I want, I do. I want to disappear, I want to fly, I can do everything. So, that I got, I'm like a god. I'm liberated, that's why I am. But Brahma says that, āruya kurchena parampadam tatha. My Lord, I've seen that even if they got the liberation, svajyamukti kaivalya, that is also parampada. Patanti anadhrasa mishra. But I've seen them that all falling down. Why? They did all process, but they ignored serving a lotus feet. Ushmadhangri. And serving the lotus feet is the bhakti. In the only bhakti process, we serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Others they don't do. some may meditate upon the Lord in the meditation, do our service. That is also bhakti. One engages in the bhakti, whether in the meditation or physically, that is bhakti. But if you ignore the bhakti just to see the effulgence of the Lord, be happy. Brahma says that I've seen them all falling down. So bhakti is the safest process and the best process to get freed from the falling down. We stop here. End question. Welcome. Mataji. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very nectarian class. I just want to know, you told that the mood of gopis and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and who are the acharyas are there, they are the manjaris. So whether we have to mood of the gopis or manjaris?
Manjari also gopi. Gopi, see, generally we use the ladies above 12 years. The gopi below the 12 years we call manjari, young girls. And all the command are the same category, gopis, but in that sense, oh, this is a brahmachari, young brahmachari, senior brahmachari. Okay. The gopi, the word itself, goyate piyate the gopi. Gopi word is meant for the pure devotee, whether it's the female or male, doesn't matter, gopi gopaha. Every gopi, when you use the word for anyone, is a pure devotee. Vrindavan, everyone was a pure devotee of the Lord. In the Krishna's pastime, everyone, even now also, those who have come, I don't see anyone came. How many of you did the Vrajamandal Parikrama? I never saw you. Very nice. When did you do, Prabhu? Oh, okay. After 2019, I stopped going. It started getting the knee pain. So, you might have seen in the villages, you go, small villages, children also, Radhe Radhe, is it? The natural is the bhakti come up. We don't have trouble to Radhe Radhe. And children come, Radhe Radhe, and you do the kiss and children are happy. That natural quality, the inherent quality of the bhakti is there, the Lordships. In the Krishna's pastime, you can see, everyone, hold a monument even and they think nothing but Krishna. That's why they are gopis. Gopi means many meanings, but one meaning, that the one who, with all the senses, who drink the mellow of the Krishna is the gopis, pure devotees. Pure devotees always think, whether eating, sleeping, or talking, always think of the gopi, relate every activity with the Krishna. Okay, Prabhupada?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Even the angas of bhakti, like chanting and reading, you are mentioning about this topic, can be done for our own satisfaction. But it seems there is a higher principle that even if Guru tells us, you don't chant more, just chant this much, just read this much, you cannot chant more. So because Guru or the Vaishnavas are asking, then it becomes a higher source of pleasure for Krishna. So how do we let go and develop that attachment, that attraction, to become a source of pleasure to Guru and the Vaishnavas?
No. That's why, for that one, Narada Maharshi in the 7th canto, 14th chapter, he says that, how one can get attachment for that. To hear the pastimes of the Lord and to be in us. Association with them. More we take the association of the devotees, more we hear it. Okay? And chanting is required because chanting will purify our senses. Okay? And along with the chanting, hearing is required. Srinvatam sa kata krishna punyasravana kirtanam hridyantastho yavadrani vidunosru satam. The 17 to 21, gradually how we can be elevated from the mode of ignorance to gradual to the mode of goodness and pure goodness, natural says it. So for us, the most important is, Guru also says, just to chant. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra is complete in all. We don't have to chant any other mantras, not required. Because whatever Guru says, we have to follow. If I don't want to follow Guru, I want to do something extra, that means, what he's saying? It is disobedience to the Guru's instruction. The very foundation for the bhakti we are shaken. Whether we like it or not, because my Guru Maharaj said, I will do it. Guru knows better. Any Guru, like any parents, they want the welfare of the children. No parent will be against the children. Do you agree? Children may be rascal, but parents always well-wisher. In the same way, Guru always well-wisher of his disciples. For him, there is no one more dear than the disciples. So Guru, when gives some instruction, we have to take it that my Guru Maharaj found some drawback in my sadhana. So he corrected me. I am fortunate with the blessings of Guru. Pay obeisance, touch his lotus feet and follow it. By following Guru instruction, we get everything. Sometimes we may not like, because in the material condition, the likeness, not likeness is there. But if we surrender means, we just accept what my Guru said. That will help us. Okay, Prabhu? Mataji? Srimad Bhavad Puran ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I just came to take darshan of all of you. Suddenly, God, you gave me opportunity to talk on Bhagavatam. Thank you. I never prepared. First time I came, just going.